The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
John Cadell and Dee Reddy are with us for our weekly music spot. And you never guess where John Cadell was over the weekend. What night did you go and see Taylor Swift?
I went on Friday night, Matt.
And I presume, on a point of principle, given all the things that you said on this programme previously about the duration of concerts, that 2 hours in, you waved to Taylor Swift and said, good luck now, I've had enough, can't go on. But, so you didn't stay for the remaining hour and a half of the gig?
Well, I actually did.
Did you not?
Yeah, I did. Now, there was only the...
Why was that?
Well, there was only 45 songs that she played. Yeah, for me now, it would be a very long concert. But
you'd want to rest your bones after that.
But it didn't seem as...
That's a sign of a great concert.
Like, your eyes are just fixed on what was going on stage. And the atmosphere was just fabulous. It was, like, real friendly and wholesome.
Oh, my God.
It was.
What's happened to John Cadell?
Well, do you know what? I'm glad, though, John, because I think with the amount of people, like, I live not too far from Aviva, so I was passing by people all weekend who, you know, were camped out along the Dodder listening to it. And it, do you know, it almost would have been unforgivable if I had known that you had left the gig early. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'm not a leave a gig early type of person. Yeah. I've told you.
You'll just moan about it afterwards.
I've told you many times about the people who were leaving when McCartney was playing yesterday, to beat the traffic. So I would never be one of those people. So if I'm in, I'm in for the long haul. But it was like there was always something interesting happening on the stage, whether it be just her at the acoustic piano, or, you know, dancing with like the 9 dancers she had, or costume changes, or the light show. There was always something to keep
you engaged.
Now, I'd be a fan. I wouldn't be a Swiftie as such, but I was, you know, I didn't feel like a interloper there.
No.
I didn't feel as though I was taking it away from an actual fan, because I like enough of her music to justify being there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was great. It was just fantastic. You just came out with a smile on your face.
Hey, Kevin in Donegal wants to know, did you swap bracelets?
No, I didn't have a bracelet. My children didn't have time to make both of us a bracelet, so my wife got one. But I
did. Did she swap it?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think the kids would have been impressed if she gave away the bracelet.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But no, it was absolute. So
the listener here says, so far this year, I got to see the Black Keys. Well, I got to see the Black Keys, which was a wonderful night. Tenacious D, Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam, Rammstein, Limp Bizkit, and not a bit of me was jealous I wasn't at Taylor. It's like a cult. Have you become a cultist?
Well, this is coming from a Limp Bizkit fan. I won't take that seriously.
I did see somebody shared with me a picture taken from a plane flying over Dublin when Rammstein were performing, and you could see the fire coming out.
Well, I brought that up with John Gibbons in our environment spot last week.
I missed that.
Rock and roll.
Okay, are you sorry you weren't at Taylor Swift?
Oh, I would have loved to have been. Yeah, absolutely.
So many people I know, some people rather close to me, who were just so upset that they couldn't get tickets.
But them's the breaks, you know. Like, I've gotten to see loads of things over the years that, you know, that other people might have liked to have seen. And, you know, I could hear it at certain points over the weekend where I was living. And it feels like the whole city got to enjoy a bit of it in some way, shape or form. And the camaraderie of people heading down to it was just lovely to observe.
Yeah.
Okay, another listener says, I've never heard so much hype for one individual since the Garth Brooks debacle. The amount of money the young people seem to have to spend was outrageous. Taylor Swift is best described as beige and average. Jump to her defence, John. You've fallen in love with Taylor Swift. Defend her.
Well, one thing that occurred to me on Friday was, like, I just said to myself, she's actually the real deal. She can she can write, she can play, she can sing, she can entertain.
She can shift from genre to genre pretty seamlessly.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I think anyone that says that she's beige is probably only familiar with one aspect of her career, or maybe one of her eras.
Possibly.
So,
and, you know, there's a lot of tabloid crap about her as well.
Yeah.
And that will influence people's opinion of her. I don't know what the listener has experienced with regard to her music or her...
I believe Shania Twain was very good.
Yes.
Malahide.
I heard she was great.
Yeah.
She's so proud. She said she's actually nearly all Irish because they did a whole family tree.
A genealogy test.
Yeah, they did. They did. Ah. They actually brought her to somewhere. I can't think of the name of it. And they brought her through her family history.
Cool.
She was.
God, it's some week for gigs going on in Dublin. I know Ed outside was telling me he's going, and I envy him. Both Suede and Manic Street Preachers are on at Trinity tonight. Manic Street Preachers are brilliant live. Absolutely brilliant live. And there's lots of other good ones on this week, isn't there?
Yeah.
there's Van Morrison on Thursday in the Ivy Gardens. Sugar Babes, hot off the heels of yet another excellent Glastonbury performance. They'll be on Friday the 5th, also in the Ivy Gardens. I mean, that was bad. I don't know if you saw that. Like, their stage was swamped at Glastonbury and people couldn't get it guessed.
Not all stages were swamped at Glastonbury,
no, indeed,
were they?
But it just goes to show, because Sugar Babes, that happened the last time they played as well, and they didn't allow for it.
Well, actually, let's hear a little bit of Sugar Babes playing at Glastonbury last Friday. Freak Like Me.
Boy, you're moving kind of slow. Gotta keep it up now, let it go. That's just one thing that a man must do. I'm packing all the places you need. I bet you shook up on your knees. It's all about the talk in me, yeah. I want to break your mind and I'm taking a seat. Just like me.
My armies, our friends Electric Pin samples there.
Yeah. Jesus.
What's wrong with you now?
Did you not know that till now?
No. That's the first
what
time I've heard it.
What have you doing with your time?
Listening to things like the Black Keys, the Arcs
books.
And stuff. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Writing books.
But I always have music on.
Sleeping on the Sugar Babes, it would seem.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't have the Sugar Babes on my list. But that was good.
Yeah.
There you go now.
It's like they're
good
song.
So there's Pillow Queens are also playing soon. We've loads of things.
That's Saturday the 13th.
And actually, next Saturday is my good friend Nicki Minaj is playing out in Malahide Castle. And on Sunday, Arcade Fire.
Who's playing tomorrow night, Matt? Who's playing tomorrow night in Malahide Castle?
Caesar.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, were you trying to catch him out
again? Yeah.
Well, I hope to be more people turn up than turned up to see Caesar at Glastonbury.
But they were up against, a lot. There was a lot of other really, really strong gigs happening at the same time.
And the National.
Yeah, which is tough.
By the way, Arcade Fire are playing on Sunday night.
Mm.
The last time Arcade Fire were playing in Dublin, because of the allegations, I decided not to go.
Right.
And I'd been looking forward to it. And they're back. Does that mean all's forgiven and all's forgotten in relation to Arcade Fire?
No idea. But all I know is that he and his wife, Regine, are still together.
Yeah, I don't know that there's been any... that was a long-form piece in Pitchfork, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I've not read... Now, I'll have to check this, but I've not read anything... since that has followed up with legal proceedings or anything like that. So hard to know.
See, I'm just wondering.
You're trying to see if it's
okay to go there.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking Cork, Limerick, 4 o'clock in Croke Park, head out to Malahide to see Arcade Fire afterwards.
Pretty nice day.
Hmm? Yeah, pretty good day. All right, yeah. Glastonbury's getting a lot of criticism, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Look, there was some absolutely brilliant performances, as always, over the weekend. But, what happened with Caesar wasn't great. Sugar Babes, that fantastic performance from them, but the sound there didn't sound great to me. And I know for Shania Twain's gig, which I haven't watched yet, but that was apparently beset by sound issues. She was kind of a second or two or a beat behind her backing band at one stage, and you could see her desperately sort of fiddling with her in-ear piece to try and get it working, which when you're playing on a stage to that many people and it's been broadcast, you're setting people up for a monstrous fall, really.
Yeah, and then there were photos, as you alluded to, Matt, about the size of the crowd to see SZA on Sunday night, which was...
it just felt so rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she herself had sound problems too. Not least with her vocal mic. So,
okay. A lot of listeners pointing out ones we've missed. Hosier playing Marley Park Friday night. Quite a few listeners getting in touch on that. Stevie Nicks tomorrow night.
Yeah, who was there at the
Taylor
weekend.
Swift.
Yeah.
Where is she playing tomorrow night? Ooh. Is it Three Arena, is it?
I think
so, yeah.
The ticket prices, though, I know certainly one of my daughters wanted to go until she saw the ticket prices.
Mm. Yeah, they were wild.
If it was Lindsay Buckingham now, I'd pay that.
Oh, don't you start.
Another one says...
You didn't see Taylor giving shout-outs to Lindsay Buckingham at the weekend now, John?
Well, if he'd been there, would have.
Well, if he'd been a better musician, wouldn't
he? Okay, John in Newbridge says, folks, Liam Gallagher was terrible last week, has lost the few top notes that his voice had. He was as flat as the audience by times. Oof. And his in-between song banter shows he's learned no showman over his career. God bless Taylor Swift, says John.
Do you want showmanship from Liam Gallagher or do you just want
you
to
want
stand
something
in his iconic pose?
Hey, get back to Glastonbury for me. What about Idols?
Oh, this was really interesting. They gave an absolutely smashing performance. And there was footage that, you know, obviously it was broadcast, but then it was going around on social media of a small sort of inflatable boat with little like people that were in it, and that was kind of floating around the stage. And it came out afterwards that it was actually a Banksy installation, for want of a better word. Banksy had lost it on the crowd, and Idols had not been expecting it, but it was this incredible moment.
Okay, listener says Steel Pulse was the best gig at Glastonbury. People also reminding us that Paul Weller is on in Trinity this week as well. And another listener says Pink was behind her backing track for the first four or five songs of the Aviva, really off-putting, felt the sound was poor. Another listener says totally disagree about Liam Gallagher. This is absolutely great gig, vocals and crowd atmosphere, says Ian from Slane in Meath. Picks of the week, what are you going for, Dee?
Oh, my pick of the week this week, Matt, is a lovely, lovely lo-fi piece from an artist called Callamore. It's the first single ahead of his album, his debut album, which is out on Friday the 12th of July. The album's called The Trials of Knowing, and this track is called Floorboards.
Underneath the urgency with which I attend to every little subroutine I need to complete to feel half
is Callamore and Floorboards. John, what's your pick of the week?
Well, over the last few weeks, you two have quietly been putting a lot of their singles onto the various streaming platforms.
So which is brave, considering what they're famous for.
What are they famous
for? Quietly putting an whole album onto everybody's
iTunes. Onto iTunes that majority of the world rejected.
Yeah. Well, that's not actually what they're famous for, but anyway, Dee.
All right.
It is for some people.
They're famous for being one of the greatest bands.
I don't disagree on that.
Okay, anyway. So on CD singles, you may remember there used to be three or four tracks. So they've released all of these with the additional tracks on streaming services.
Oh, why? Were those tracks not available previously
streaming?
Weren't. Oh,
no,
I didn't know that.
Oh, cool. So the most recent one that they've reissued is The Sweetest Thing, which was released in 1998 to coincide with their first greatest hits album. And over the two CD singles, there was four live tracks from pretty early on in their career. So these are also available on the streaming services under The Sweetest Thing. So I wanted to play this one because it just shows you two in Boston in 1981 showing that, as far as they're concerned, they have everything to prove to the Americans. Just listen to the energy coming off this. Out of control.
Oh,
2-2, out of control. Couple of more comments. Block party in the Three Arena on Friday night is something else another listener is looking forward to.
The Silent Alarm Tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, we're not going to have time to discuss this because we've less than minutes left, but this is an interesting point. It's such a shame that live music is only for the financially well-off.
Absolutely agree, yeah. It's just, and it's gotten increasingly bad in the past 2 years, I think. It's really reached a crescendo.
I read many of the rock biography, and you hear about these musicians who went to see, like, Genesis at the Edinburgh Hall for £2.75, and you could just walk up. There used to be a thing called walk-ups. You could pay at the door. Mm. Where has all of the massive, crazy, cannot-get-tickets demand come from in the last few years? I don't know. But like, you used to be able to see Genesis in 1973 if you walked up to the door.
That's all we've time for. John Cadell and Dee Reddy, thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.